sure that he can pull you through. But I can sing this song to everybody and pretend it's not about you. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, still I know. That's as close as I'll get to loving you. Close as I'll get to loving you. Even though there's nothing else I'd rather do, I can dream, I can hope, I can scheme, but still I know that's as close as I'll get to. Yeah, that's as close as I'll get to. That's as close as I'll get to.
Country 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, Downsville, Pepin, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Private space company Intuitive Machines is targeting 5:30 p.m. Eastern Time today for a landing on the moon of its robot spacecraft Odysseus that slipped into orbit on Wednesday.
This is an uncrewed spacecraft built in America, just launched days ago in a SpaceX Falcon 9. This idea for this little spacecraft was sketched out on a napkin by Intuitive Machines CEO Steve Altemus, who said, I can design an efficient spacecraft that can get there. We can do it faster and more efficiently. And we're going to see if they can stick a landing on the moon or will they crater?
ABC's Gina Sanceri. Absent congressional action, President Biden is considering executive orders to accomplish what the bipartisan Senate compromise rejected by House Republicans would do. No final decision's been made. A federal judge in St. Paul, Minnesota, upheld a $5 million arbitration award against MyPillow head honcho Mike Lindell. This is ABC News.
Wireless headphones. That'll be $200.
I'll use my Capital One Quicksilver card.
Now that's a hit. You used the Capital One Quicksilver card, which makes you the hero of every purchase. With Quicksilver, you earn unlimited 1.5% cash back on every purchase everywhere.
I wanted running music, but unlimited 1.5% cash back is pretty heroic.
Good instincts. Every hero needs a theme song. The Capital One Quicksilver card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she had just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mostly higher. March milk down 2 to 16.97, April up 5 to 17.20, May up 1 to 17.59, June milk also up 1 at 18.08. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 160 and 3 quarters, 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 152 and a half, one trade a block on the day. Cash butter steady at 277 and a half, no trades. Grade A non-fat dry milk up a quarter to 119 and a half, four trades on the day. Dry weigh steady at 51 even. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. Feeder cattle also mostly higher with the exception of the nearby month. The cash trade hasn't developed yet this week. That's providing some pressure, but support coming from the cattle on feeder report expectations for Friday. Hog markets were mostly mixed, a combination of some profit-taking but caution in the markets due to lower pork cutout values. February live cattle down 42 cents to 183.97. March feeder cattle down 2 cents to 251.35. April hog up 30 cents to 85.97. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans were mostly lower, wheat mixed. Now there was oversold conditions intensifying in the corn markets with a broad risk-off type of trade. Soybeans lower due to a drop in meal prices, along with South American production potentially being understated for the prior year. Wheat markets mostly lower. With the exception of a few of the contracts, the dollar remains in the upper end of the trading range. March corn down 7 3/4 to 4.11. New crop down 5 3/4 to 4.57 1/4. March beans down 18 1/4 to 11.60 3/4. New crop down 12 to 11.45 3/4. Chicago wheat March up a half to 5.83 1/4. May down 1 1/4 to 5.78. Minneapolis wheat March down 6 1/4 to 6.59 1/4. May down 4 to 6.61 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 344, March 347, April 350, new crop 402. Cash beans 1071, March 1076, April 1075, new crop 1061. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 369, March 376, April 384 1/4, new crop 402 1/4. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 376, March 373, April 388, new crop 407. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 353, March 356, and new crop 402. Cash beans 1080, March 1083, new crop 1070. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 356, new crop 402. Cash beans 1076, new crop at 1061. At Red Wing Grains, cash corn 387, April 397, May 399, new crop 407, cash beans 1111, April 1136, May 1138, new crop 1090. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 354, new crop 402, cash beans 1085, new crop at 1070. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 180, Holstein fed cattle 127 to 164, market cows 82 to 118, bulls 99 to 127, calves 260 to 840, beef steers 157 to 285, Holstein steers 109 to 237. Sheep markets, market lambs 157 and down, light lambs 160 and down, ewes 87 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 220 and down. At Zumbrota, feeder lambs 150 to 315, fed lambs 140 to 188, and ewes 50 to 150. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges, and our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency on earth, and if you owe back taxes, the news isn't good. The IRS is raising the interest rate it charges on unpaid taxes, and further rate hikes are expected. Most people don't know it, but the IRS adds interest charges to your tax debts daily. So if you owe the IRS today, you'll owe even more tomorrow. And it doesn't stop until you get right with the IRS. The good news is getting right can start with one phone call to Optima Tax Relief, America's number number one tax relief firm. Optimus Tax Professionals specialize in the Fresh Start Initiative, a powerful IRS program that can save you thousands if you qualify. In fact, the experts at Optima have resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients. Call now for a free consultation.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, 34 for a high. But we'll bounce back quickly. Saturday, sunshine, high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Truth in your eyes, saying you
monster could never define. What's being said between your heart and mine? The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you catch me if ever I fall.
Duran the Panthers. From all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Way down deep in my soul.
Something's got a hold and it won't let go. If I stumble, if I fall, she's waiting right there to catch me. Oh, she's a miracle, a miracle. She's a miracle, a sight to see. Oh, the way she touches me.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Exile, she's a miracle here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. On this Thursday morning, good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. We have temperatures upper 20s to low 30s across the region this morning. Expecting another warm day today and a lot of sunshine. Upper 40s to even near 50. We'll have details next hour with our ag weather forecast. Also next hour, Michael Clemenson in our newsmaker segment. The bill that Congressman Tom Tiffany's been a big proponent of, the Whole Milk in Schools Act, that's gaining some momentum. And we're going to have more on that with Michael coming up next hour in our Newsmaker segment. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Soil health is one of the most important parts of your farm. Without good soil health, crop yields are affected and so is your bottom line. Bluff Country Feed and Seed can help improve your soil health with products from Midwestern BioAg. With dry and liquid biologic fertilizers that help the soil hold nutrients for your crop, to soil and plant testing to find out how much and what type of fertilizer you need. Bluff Country Feed and Seed will improve your farm's profitability through improved soil health. Start improving your farm's soil health today. Call or visit Bluff Country Feed and Seed in Mondovi or visit them online at bluffcountryfs.com.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. The 2022 Census of Agriculture is a wake-up call, according to the Secretary of USDA. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The USDA released the 2022 Census of Agriculture last week. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says some of the results were concerning, especially the number of farms and total amount of farmland across America.
In 2017, when we did the survey, there were 2,042,220 farms. Today, the survey reports we have 1,900,487 farms. So doing a little quick math, that's 142,000 fewer farms in 5 years. The survey tells us that in 2017, we had well little over 900 million acres of land in farming. 5 years later, we have 880 million acres. So we've lost 20 million acres.
He put the numbers of acres into perspective.
That's every New England state, with the exception of Connecticut, in 5 years. I want to give you a sense of how many farms that is. I've been focusing on this issue for the last 4 or 5 months because I ran across a report done by Secretary of Agriculture Bob Berglund in 1981. He was expressing concern about the direction of agriculture because we had changed the method of support, a direction of support for American agriculture. Well, if you look at the number of farms that were in existence when he issued that warning and compare it to today, we've lost 535,000 farms. Now, that's every farm today in the following states: in North Dakota and South Dakota, in Minnesota and Wisconsin, in Illinois and Iowa, in Nebraska and Oklahoma and Missouri and Colorado.
Vilsack says the 2022 Census of Agriculture is a wake-up call.
This survey is essentially asking the critical question of whether, as a country, are we okay with losing that many farms? Are we okay with losing that much farmland? Or is there a better way? That's the importance of this survey. It allows us to take a snapshot in time, allows us to compare what has occurred over the five-year period, and begin to ask ourselves questions about the policy formation and the direction that we need to take in order to correct or deal with some of the challenges that the data presents.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack. That's today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America, a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
For John's 60th birthday, his family planned to drive down Old Route 66. But the trip took a detour when his wife got sick with RSV. It's a highly contagious virus that can lead to breathing problems and hospitalizations.
This year, we don't want to cancel our plans. We're protecting ourselves with Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, respiratory syncytial virus vaccine.
Abrysvo, a vaccine to prevent lower respiratory disease from RSV in people 60 years and older. It's not for everyone and may not protect all who receive it. Don't get Abrysvo if you've had an allergic reaction to its ingredients. A weakened immune system may decrease your response. Most common side effects are tiredness, headache, injection site pain, and muscle pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-844-989-7284 or visit Abrysvo.com.
So don't wait. Ask your pharmacist or doctor about Pfizer's RSV vaccine, Abrysvo, because every breath matters.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, 34 for a high, but we'll bounce back quickly. Saturday, sunshine, high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQShop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 34.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Telling me to make my move. Listen to it, their voice is ringing, baby. If you feel it, get in the groove. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Time's up, trains are leaving, baby. Are you ready to take that ride? Get on board, don't keep me waiting, baby. Say you're willing to cross that line. Love is a rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? I'm sure your heart is telling you true. I gotta know what love is to you. Cause to me it's the rhythm of two hearts beating, pounding out a message, steady and true. Talk to me, baby, tell me what you're feeling. I know what love is, what's it to you? Love is a rhythm of two hearts.
the sea in blue. If you ain't busy tonight, then you think it's all right. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna bobble with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna bobble the night away. I wanna make it a night like it used to be. All in our hearts, we young and free. I'm gonna bobble with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna be bobble you, baby, till the break of dawn. I'm gonna bobble you, baby, all night long. Let's twist and shout, oh, just like in the good old days. Baby, watch out. You know I just can't stand it when you look at me that way. I'm gonna bobble with you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna be bobble you, baby, till the break of dawn. I'm gonna bobble you, baby, all night. I'm gonna bobble you, baby, all night long. I'm gonna be bobble you, baby, till the break of dawn. I wanna make it a night like it used to be, when our hearts were young and our souls.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Dan Seals and Bop here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Thursday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures upper 20s to low 30s this morning across the region. And we're expecting afternoon highs in the upper 40s to even near 50. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Thanks to everyone who stopped by yesterday during our open house to show our new offices and studios here on 3rd Avenue West. Great to see everybody. And hope you learned a few things as well. We showed some of the behind-the-scenes things that we do here at the station and how some of this stuff actually works. Plus, great to have Martha back. Martha will be joining us again back on air, and she will be working from home up in Minneapolis. But with all of the new technology, she'll be able to join me during the morning show during the 9 o'clock hour, and she'll also be able to do farm news and markets and all those other things as well. So it's great to have Martha back here at the station. Coming up, we will have today's Farm Progress America. That's next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. Beef was the star of the show for much of 2023 from a pricing perspective, as prices for farmers and consumers moved into record territory by summer and stayed there until nearly the close of the year. Those strong prices hampered beef exports, but the U.S. Meat Export Federation says there's still much to celebrate. I'll have more when we come back.
To this day, one of the great things about farming is it gives families the opportunity to pass things from one generation to the next. Traditions, know-how, even treasured secret recipes. With costs for just about everything on the rise these days, a lot of growers are handing down the wisdom of getting more life out of their tractors, combines, and hard-working equipment. And with help from Mystic Lubricants, family operations can keep machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Their products, like the legendary JT6 greases, are specially formulated to perform even in the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are 3 days new or three decades old, you can count on Mystic to protect your tradition for getting the job done, because like you, Mystic lubricants are made to make it last. To find your local Mystic distributor or retailer, visit mysticlubes.com. That's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com.
Despite a drop from the soaring heights of 2022, U.S. beef exports remained robust through 2023, according to the team at the U.S. Meat Export Federation. John Hinners, Senior Vice President of Industry Relations with the group, says, quote, "Total beef exports are down from the record numbers of a year ago, but the parts we are exporting are adding value to the beef carcass, especially the variety meats, which don't have much value in the U.S. but do find buyers in other countries." In December alone, the U.S. exported the most beef since August, with export values jumping nearly 10% year over year. In total, about 14% of U.S. beef products were shipped overseas last year, with Japan, China, Taiwan, South Korea, and Canada topping the list of importers. Export value did drop 15% to just under $10 billion, but 2023 was still the third highest year on record for the value of beef exports. Dan Hallstrom, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said there is no question that 2023 was a challenging year for exports, especially in our largest Asian markets where economic conditions have weighed on food service demand. He also noted that there was just less supply to send overseas this year as the U.S. herd continues to shrink. One ongoing bright spot for beef exports has been Mexico, with their beef imports up 14% year over year and shipments into that country rising to levels not seen since before the COVID lockdowns. Last year's exports to Mexico were worth $1.19 billion to the beef industry, and Mexico remains the largest customer of variety meat, which added $318 million to carcass values over the year. In total, the U.S. Meat Export Federation says exports added $397 to the value of fed cattle in 2023, though concerns are rising about 2024. I'll have more details when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When you fire up a John Deere 1 Series tractor, you can tackle the job without wrestling the attachments. Hook up everything from a front loader to a drive over mower deck to a backhoe in no time, so you can haul gravel, till soil, cut grass, and every job in between. Because when things just click, work gets done. Get your John Deere 1 Series at Tractor Central, starting at just $129 a month. Nothing runs like a deer. Financing subject to approval. Some conditions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends April 30th, 2024.
It's a John Deere day.
Beef exports were a little slower in 2023 as the U.S. beef herd continues to shrink, and that's a trend that's not ending anytime soon. As the recent U.S. cattle inventory report showed beef cattle numbers at their lowest levels in 50 years, overseas customers will be competing with domestic demand, and that could help keep values elevated. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Mystic Lubricants, made to make it last. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
The new year is the perfect time to make some positive changes for your body and your health. If you've been enjoying a little too much food, too many sweets, and too much liquid cheer over the holidays, then you've probably put a lot of stress on your liver. A great way to show your liver some love and to detox your system is simply adding Active Liver to your daily routine. Active Liver is one of many award-winning natural health products from New Nordic, the number one supplier of dietary supplements in Scandinavia. Available as a tablet or delicious gummy, Active Liver is an easy and effective way to keep your liver healthy and functioning properly all year long. You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with Active Liver. You can find Active Liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for Active Liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun Hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to Cajun.
Do
little sleep is all we're losing. It's up to us to do the choosing. Let's make a little magic for the night is through. Let's make a little magic.
Make a little magic.
Let's make a little magic. Make a little.
Make a little magic
for the night is through. Let's make a little magic. Let's make a little magic.
A state want to set two presets. FM 107.3 in Durand and Mondovi. AM Stereo 1430 in West Central Wisconsin and East Central Minnesota.
Blacktop ends. Woo! I'm looking down the barrel of a ride at night. I'm riding on a river of freeway lights. A goodbye city, I'm country bound. Till Monday rolls around. Gonna kick off my shoes and run in bare feet. Where the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. The blacktop ends. Working in the grind is an uphill road. I'm punching that clock and carrying that load. I'm busted all week and then I'm free. The weekend belongs to me. I'm gonna kick off my shoes and run in bed. And the dirt and the gravel on me. Going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. So give me some fresh air, give me that farm, and give me some town with you in my arms. Far away from the hustle and the pressure and the noise. I'm gonna kick on my shoes and run in bare feet where the grass, the dirt, the gravel on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul. Gonna kick on my shoes and run in bare feet with the grass and the dirt and the gravel on me. I'm going back to the well, gonna visit old friends and feed my soul where the blacktop ends. Where the blacktop ends.
News of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Milk production in Wisconsin in January totaled 2.72 billion pounds, up 1% from the previous January, according to the latest USDA milk production report. The average number of milk cows in January in Wisconsin, 1.27 million head, unchanged from the prior month. Monthly production per cow averaged 2,145 pounds, up 20 pounds from last January. Meanwhile, milk production for the 24 major states in January totaled 18.3 billion pounds, down 0.9% from January of 2023. December revised production at 18.1 billion pounds was down 0.1% from December of 2022. The December revision represented a decrease of 8 million pounds from the prior preliminary production estimate. The number of milk cows on the farms in the 24 major dairy states, 8.87 million head, 49,000 head less than January of 2023, and 21,000 head less than December of 2023. USDA's Economic Research Service is highlighting new data that shows rural employment levels are back to pre-COVID levels. The COVID-19 pandemic affected employment in rural and urban areas differently. Before the pandemic, employment growth was higher and unemployment rates were slightly lower in urban areas. However, the trends reversed during the pandemic. In the second quarter of 2020, urban employment fell to 88% of pre-pandemic employment levels, while rural employment fell to 90% of pre-pandemic levels. Unemployment during the pandemic reached a high of 13.3% in urban areas and 11.4% in rural areas, compared with pre-pandemic rates of 3.8% and 4.2% respectively. Rural and urban employment grew quickly in the third and fourth quarters of 2020 as many sectors of the economy reopened. Rural employment recovered to pre-pandemic levels in the third quarter of 2023, more than 1 year after urban employment did. Rural unemployment rates in 2023 were at their lowest point since before 1990. USDA's Food and Nutrition Services recently published a proposed rule that the agency says would help ensure that federal child nutrition programs are properly operated. The regulatory updates seek to strengthen and clarify the process for correcting major mismanagement problems, also called serious deficiencies, found in child nutrition programs. The proposed changes will ensure that procedures in child and adult care food program and summer food service programs align with current requirements under law. The changes include providing operators a fair path to fully correct mismanagement problems, clarifying termination and disqualification criteria, and addressing legal requirements. USDA is also proposing a standard definition of what it means to be an operator in good standing, which currently doesn't even exist. The public's invited to comment on the proposed changes by May 21st at regulations.gov. Senators Chuck Grassley and John Tester are encouraging their Senate colleagues to oppose recent efforts that they say would weaken the Packers in Stockyards Act. The upcoming fiscal year 2024 agriculture appropriations bill includes provisions Grassley and Tester say would prevent USDA from enforcing the Packers in Stockyards Act to hold multinational food manufacturers accountable. Grassley, an Iowa Republican, Tester, a Montana Democrat, contend Congress must reject the latest push by these special interests to attach a rider to the fiscal year 2024 agriculture appropriations bill to once again block USDA from implementing the 2008 Farm Bill reform. Enforcement already falls short in leveling the playing field for small-scale producers, and the senators highlighted that recent efforts by the nation's largest meat packers to prevent further enforcement would be detrimental to America's family farmers and ranchers. Currently, four companies control over 80% of domestic beef processing, 60% of domestic hog processing, and 50% of domestic poultry processing. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 50 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 27. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler, 34 for a high, but we'll bounce back quickly. Saturday, sunshine, high of 45. If you love good barbecue, you gotta try Grandpa's barbecue sauce made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. It is wicked good. Grandpa's BBQ Shop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Something that you don't understand. Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight and whose car is parked next door. I thought I knew her well. I really couldn't tell that she had another lover on her mind. It felt so right when she held me tight. How could I be so blind? Still you wonder who's cheating who, who's being true, and who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car's barking next door. Guitar. Time love is stolen in the shadows of the night. Though it's wrong all along, it keeps going on as long as they keep it out of sight. Still you wonder who's cheating who and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car is barking next door. Next door.